USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Many agencies are on the scene of a school shooting at a Knoxville, Tennessee high school involving multiple victims. Emergency responders are at the Austin East Magnet High School this afternoon, and the school is on a hard lockdown. Knoxville police saying one of the victims is a police officer, and the scene is no longer active. The school has established a reunification site at the school baseball field. No word yet on how many people are hurt. The governor of Minnesota says it doesn't have to be this way as his state deals with two high-profile deaths involving black men interacting with police.
We don't have to continue having these press conferences and having what may be a routine traffic stop end in a 20-year-old dead.
Democrat Governor Tim Walz comments there. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Chase. 3 in 4 people have concerns about creating a budget that's flexible and realistic, according to a study conducted by Chase. And 89% of respondents expressed concerns about preparing for unexpected costs. It's Financial Literacy Month, an opportunity for people to take a closer look at their money and make the necessary adjustments to improve their financial health, like budgeting, saving, and tracking credit scores. To get started, Chase has launched a new website with information and tools designed to help. Melissa Hotzoglou, a leader for financial health at Chase.
Financial health is a journey, and we are dedicated to helping our customers think and plan for their financial future. This new website features tips and tools for how to budget, grow savings, build credit, or connect with bankers who can offer guidance for whatever stage they are in.
For resources, tools, and information, visit chase.com/personal/financial-goals.
Jerome Powell says brighter days are ahead regarding the economy.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year, as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Better days are ahead, but it's still not time to relax. That's what White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt said today about where the U.S. stands with the COVID-19 pandemic. He announced about 120 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chaos ensues in Georgia after speeders try to outrun the police.
Multiple law enforcement officers are injured after shots were fired during a pursuit early Monday morning near Bremen, Georgia. That's about 40 miles west of Atlanta. It started around 3:30 a.m. The Georgia State Patrol began the pursuit on I-20 after clocking a car doing 111 miles an hour. Carroll County Sheriff Terry Langley.
At this time, one suspect is dead, one suspect is in custody, and three officers have been wounded.
Captain Brandon Dolson says a passenger began to shoot cops with a rifle.
His passenger used a rifle and shot at the trooper's patrol car, actually striking it and disabling it. Therefore, he was out of the chase after that point.
Police Chief Joel Richards from the city of Carrollton.
When the vehicle came through the city, officers continued the pursuit up 61 toward Villarica. At some point, a pastor leaned out the window and fired rounds into the officer's vehicle, striking Sergeant Rob Holloway. He was flown to a hospital in Atlanta where he's undergoing surgery right now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed legislation that prohibits donations for election operations in the state. The bill passed along party lines in the state Senate and House and comes after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife in September announced they made a $300 million donation to two nonprofits to promote safe and reliable voting in states and localities during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.